Cool. You're almost ready to start delivering for Uber Eats. Now you just need to complete this orientation and then pass the quiz at the end. There's a lot to think about when delivering for us, like following traffic laws, bike safety if you're on two wheels, and avoiding Mrs. Arbuckle's overgrown Shih Tzu, which will either lick you to death, chew your pants to shreds, or pee on your leg depending on the day of the week. Tap forward to continue. At Pfizer, precision medicine is not only a focus of our R&D strategy, but a philosophy that guides everything we do. By rooting our research process in the underlying clinical and molecular biology of disease, our goal is to develop medicines and vaccines with potentially transformational outcomes for patients. In short, it's about treating the right patients with the right medicines. Ernst & Young Compliance Training Level 4, Foreign Regulations. You have already learned about complying with U.S. law, but did you know that you are also required to ensure your accounts are compliant with any foreign jurisdictions where they do business? And any violation can potentially create millions of dollars in liability. Click the next arrow to move to the next slide. My name is Eric, and I will be your virtual curriculum coordinator through your matriculation at Baylor. First of all, thanks for downloading me. I was getting kind of lonely hanging out with all of those ones and zeros. Now that I'm on your device, you can activate me with a voice command, just like Siri or Alexa. In fact, all you have to do is say, "Hey Eric," and I'll be ready to help. In coordination with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, the Red Cross is seeking people who are fully recovered from COVID-19 to sign up and donate plasma to help current COVID-19 patients. People who have fully recovered from COVID-19 have antibodies in their plasma that can attack the virus. This convalescent plasma is being evaluated as a treatment for patients with serious or immediately life-threatening COVID-19 infections, or those judged by a healthcare provider to be at a high risk of progression to severe or life-threatening disease.